Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mohapatra. Today is Wednesday, 20th of September, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally lower or flat on 20th of September as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a negative start for the broader index. The BSE Sensex declined 242 points to 67,597, while the Nifty 50 slipped 59 points to 20,133 and formed a bearish candlestick pattern in the last trading session. The pivot point calculator now indicates that the Nifty may be taking support at 20,118, followed by 20,099 and 20,068. On the higher side, 20,179 can be the immediate resistance, followed by 20,197 and 20,228. US markets. Stock futures were calm on Tuesday evening as Wall Street geared up for the latest interest rate decision and economic update from Federal Reserve. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average were flat. S&P 500 futures and Nasdaq 100 futures went up less than 0.1% each. The muted moves come before Federal Open Market Committee's policy decision, which is due on Wednesday afternoon. That would be Wednesday late night in Indian Standard Time. The central bank is widely expected to hold rates steady, but investors will be paying close attention to the summary of economic projections and the press conference of Fed Chair Jerome Powell for clues about what might happen in the months ahead. On Tuesday's normal trading session, the Dow shed over 100 points or 0.3%, while the S&P 500 and Nasdaq dropped 0.2% each. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets extended losses from Tuesday's session as investors awaited China's one-year and five-year loan prime rates and brace for US Federal Reserve's rate decision on Wednesday. The region also saw August trade data out from Japan, while wholesale inflation in South Korea jumped for the first time since July 2022. Japan's Nikkei fell marginally, while Topix was also hovering near the flat line. Japan's trade deficit in August narrowed by two-thirds on a year-on-year basis, while imports and exports recorded a smaller fall than expected. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 fell 0.11%, but South Korean markets bucked the trend, with Kospi gaining 0.1% and KOSDAQ up marginally. Spotlight on PSU stocks. PSU stocks are back in the limelight with recent rally potentially pressurizing the government for disinvestment in the run-up to 2023 state elections and 2024 general elections. This is according to foreign broking firm Jefferies. The heavy election calendar may exert pressure on the government to boost social spending with schemes to bolster annual transfers to farmers, expansion of health insurance, and interest subsidy on home loans. In order to meet the rising expenses, a sharp PSU rally raises chances of a disinvestment in the near term. This is according to the note written by Mahesh Nandurkar of Jefferies. On a year-to-date basis, the S&P BSE PSU index has rallied 25%, led by triple-digit returns from Mazagon Dock, up 186%, Rail Vikas Nigam, up 149%, and Ircon International, up 144% during the same period. So far in FY24, the government has collected 5,600 crore worth of disinvestment receipts, showed data from Department of Investment and Public Asset Management, that is DIPAM. Coal India, Hindustan Aeronautics, Rail Vikas Nigam's offer for sale processes and other remittances helped compile this amount. RR Cable listing. The stock of consumer electrical products manufacturer RR Cable is likely to list with a 10-15% premium over the issue price of 1,035 rupees on 20th of September. This analyst projection is based on impressive response to its public issue and the positive sentiment in the equity market. Subdued financials and 90% offer for sale portion in the IPO, however, might limit the upside for the stock, they mentioned. Backed by prevalent bullish trends in the market since the successful T+3 listing of Ratnavir Precision Engineering last week, RR Cable is set to be the first to debut in the T+2 timeline against SEBI's new T+3 timeline. The RR Cable IPO was subscribed 18.69 times during September 13 to 14 with major support from qualified institutional investors who bought 52.26 times the allotted quota. High net worth individuals and retail investors had bid 13.23 times and 2.13 times their reserved portions. IPOs to watch out for. Two IPOs will be opening for subscription today. One is real estate company Signature Global and the other is textile manufacturer Sai Silks Kalamandir. Signature Global IPO is a 730 crore maiden public issue and its final day for bidding will be 22nd of September. The IPO comprises a fresh issuance of shares worth 603 crore rupees and an offer for sale of 127 crore rupees by the International Finance Corporation. The Delhi NCR-based affordable housing company will make use of net fresh issue proceeds for repaying debts amounting to 432 crore rupees. The remaining funds will be used for inorganic growth through land acquisitions and general corporate purposes. The outstanding loans on the company's books were 495 crore rupees and its four subsidiaries at 123 crore rupees as of June 2023. Sai Silks Kalamandir is coming with a 1200 crore rupees IPO. Of this, 600 crore is fresh issue and 600 crore worth is offer for sale. The price band of the offer has been fixed at 210 to 222 rupees. The retailer of ethnic apparel, particularly saris in South India, will be using the net fresh issue proceeds for setting up 30 new stores at cost of 125 crore rupees, two warehouses with a spend of 25 crore rupees and working capital requirements amounting to 280 crore rupees. The company will also repay its debts worth 50 crore rupees via issue proceeds. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have A.R. Ramachandran of Tips to Trade who talks about the recent rally in the Nifty PSU Bank Index. Also listen in to find out more about what the charts indicate for SBI, Bank of Baroda and Punjab National Bank.
Now, I'm looking at the PSU Bank Index. So currently, the PSU Bank Index is trading at 5217. It's very overbought, bullish but very overbought, and potentially the next resistance for the PSU Bank Index could be at 5437. Even though trend is bullish, it is quite overbought and hence we would recommend investors or traders to keep booking profit now or wait till we get a closing below support of 5148. So once we get a daily close below 5148, you could expect a small correction at least in the PSU banking index till the next support of 4858 or 4679. Now let's look at the major constituents of the PSU banking index, starting with SBI. Similarly, SBI also looks quite bullish but not as overbought as the banking index, and SBI now has very strong support at 597. 597 is the support with next resistances at 610 and major resistance at 621. So if investors are in a buy position in SBI, they can continue holding their buy for targets of 610 and 621, keeping a stop loss of 597 or at best 596. Then moving to the next major PSU banking stock, Bank of Baroda. Bank of Baroda, unlike SBI, is quite overbought and again bullish with now strong support at 210. Investors should book profit now at in this stock. Potentially it could move up to 225, but keep a stop loss of 210 if you want to hold your buy. If you get a close below 210, we could see 195 or even 186.50 sooner rather than later. And moving on to Punjab National Bank. Punjab National Bank again has been very bullish, also quite overbought again. Currently trading at 76.90. Could potentially move to the next resistance of 82.20 to 86.20. Again, investors should book profit right now or keep a stop loss of 75.70 on the daily charts. Once we get a close below 75.70, we could see a correction till 65.20 or 62.70 in the near term.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.